friends.
My name is still Dr. Kwa, for those who knows me.
我可能叫 Dr. Kwa, 柯医生，那些认识我的人都叫我柯医生。
Let us pray.
请我们祷告。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
愿我口中的言语，我心中的意念都能够被你所蒙受，被你所祝福。
I shall structure my talk into three parts.
我准备把我的信息分成三个部分。
The message, the messenger, and the method.
那就是信息跟信息的使者，还有呢，最后是信息的方法。
Before I start the message, I would like to report to you that some years ago, a popular magazine had a survey of the most likely candidates that would go to heaven.
在我开始讲信息以前，我想告诉你们一个事情，那就是几年以前有一个很有名的杂志，它有一个调查，它对那些愿意到天堂去的人有一个调查。
Bill Clinton, who was then the President of the United States, was voted as the most likely candidate.
Bill Clinton 在那个时候是被选为总统的人，他也是在这个要想要进天堂的人的名单当中。
The popular talk show host Oprah Winfrey followed the list.
Oprah Winfrey 这个很有名的电视台主持人也是在这个名单里头。
The list included some rock and roll singers, famous film stars, and in another word, by popular culture belief, rich and famous people will go to heaven.
那些有名的摇滚乐的歌星。还有那些电影明星，他们都在这一个行列里头。那换句话说呢，在近代的现在的大众的文化当中，都认为有钱人和有名的人都会进天堂。
Poor and unpopular people do not.
但是穷人跟一般人却不会。
If heaven is meant for the popular and rich people, you and I can stand no chance.
如果进天堂真是给了那些有钱人跟有名的人的话，那你跟我这些对不起，你跟我呢，我们就不在这个名单里头了。
In the 1960s, there was a song entitled "If Religion Were a Thing That Money Could Buy, the Rich Would Live and the Poor Would Die."
在60年代有一首歌，他是这样讲到的，他说：“如果宗教是用钱可以买的话。”那么有钱人呢就可以活下来，而有穷人呢就死去了。
On a more recent survey, about 70% of Americans believe there is a heaven.
在最近的一次调查，是纽约时报他做的调查当中，他说70%的美国人相信这是有天堂的。
But only 55% believe there is a hell.
但是呢，只有55%的人相信是有地狱。
I wonder where the rest would go if there is no hell.
那么剩下的那些人呢，我就奇怪，他们到底哪里去呢？他们如果不去地狱的话。
There was even a survey whether fat people would go to heaven.
那么这个有一个调查呢，就是这些人这到底是会到地狱去不会？
Yes, the survey concluded there is a weight limit.
那么这个调查呢，这结果就是说，在去天堂的路上呢是有一个限制的，这个限制呢就是你的体重。
Some of us may not make it.
那么所以我们当中有些人就可能就去不了天堂了。
Some of us can barely squeeze through.
或者有些人呢就很勉强的挤进去。
Well, that might be an incentive for us to lose some weight.
那就是使我们呢有一个刺激，使我们减肥呢会有一个刺激。
What is more surprising that although a majority of Americans say religion is very important to them, nearly three quarters of them say they believe that many faiths besides their own can lead to salvation.
那么到底那些主那我们就不奇怪了，为什么有些大部分的美国人呢都认为这个进天堂宗教对他们是非常重要的，但是却有四分之三的人呢说他们相信其他的很多宗教也可以领导他们进入永生。
For example, 70% of Americans affiliated with a religion or denomination say they agree that many religions can lead to eternal life.
那么从从这个调查当中我们看见为在差不多有 70% 的美国人他们是归属于任何跟那 各个宗派的他们都同意说所很多的宗教都可以引导到永生包括那些 有名的跟真教跟天主教。
Among evangelical Christians, 57% agreed with the statement, and among Catholics, 79% did.
在福音派信徒当中呢有 57% 的人也同意这样的看法。那么在天主教当中呢差不多有 79% 的人也同意这样的看法。
Among the minority faith, more than 80% of Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists agreed with the statement.
在那其他的信仰当中，有80%的犹太教徒、印度教徒跟佛教徒，他们也同意说各个宗教都能够引导到永生。
Well, hell and heaven are subjects that are barely discussed or preached in today's churches.
天堂跟地狱这个问题这个题目在今日的教会当中是很难得到讨论跟他传讲的。
The trend is to make religion palatable and talk about feeling good and be successful in life with the help of religion.
宗教呢要是成为使人愉快感觉良好和帮助生活能够获得更加成功的一种信息这就是一个好的宗教。
Yet, the messageI'm going to proclaim today is the most important message of all times.
今天我要传讲的信息是在所有的信息当中最最重要的一个信息。
It is the message that was formulated even before the foundation of the universe.
这个信息是在这个宇宙被造以前就已经设立了。
In fact, I dare say that it's the most important message that God Himself has declared.
事实上这个信息是我们的神他自己亲自宣告的一个最重要的一个信息。
Now that leads me to the message.
那现在这个信息什么呢我现在讲这个信息。
Well, I shall read the same scripture again in English. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
我现在呢把刚才的经文我再用英文读一遍。这个经文就是约翰福音第一章第五节刚才我们读过的那句
Go on. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world but in order that the world might be saved through him Whoever believes in him is not condemnedBut whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than light, because their words were evil. So for everyone who does wicked things, hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does...What is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his word has been carried out in God.
约翰福音第三章第十六节到二十一节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他儿子降世，不是定人罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。因为他不信神的独生子的名光来到世间世人因自己的行为是恶的不爱光倒爱黑暗定他们罪的就在此凡看他变恨光并不来救光恐怕他的行为受责备但行真理的必来救光要显明他所行的是靠神而行
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God
罗马书第三章第二十三节说因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
And the wages of sin is death Romans 6:23
在罗马书第六章第二十三节说因为罪的工价乃是死
But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章第八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，他的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Now this is the message.
那这个就是我们要传的信息。
We should write it in the hems of our clothes and tattoo it on our forehead or nailed it onto the doorpost.
这个信息呢，我们是应该把它写在我们的衣襟上，把它呢用刺青刻在我们的额头上。另外呢，应该把它钉在我们的门楣上。
This is what the Bible calls the good news.
这个就是圣经里所告诉我们的好消息，也是福音。
1 Corinthians 2:2, Paul said, "For I'm determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
哥林多前书第二章第二节告诉我们说，因为我曾经定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
As you have already said, and now I'll say it again, if anybody preach to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
在加拉太书一章九节说，我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当受咒诅。
The Bible says we have a message of hope and salvation.
圣经告诉我们说，这个信，我们有一个有盼望的，还能够被救赎的一个信息。
If God is ready to accept us into His kingdom,
如果这个信息呢是神已经为我们预备来接受我们进入他国度的。
Romans 8:17 says, "If children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ."
罗马书八章第十七节告诉我们说，既是儿女，便是后嗣。就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
Heir means you are going to inherit riches, reward, or real estate in God's kingdom.
后嗣，这是意味着我们在神的国度里头可以承受，他的丰富、他的奖赏和他的产业。
The mortgage is fully paid.
这个产业的这个贷款是早就都付完了的。
I do not know how many of you are going to inherit a large sum of money from someone.
我不知道你们当中是不是有人要从某些人当中承受一个非常大的财产。
I know I'm not one of those.
我知道我不是其中的一个。
Should I die tomorrow, I know my children will inherit a 30-year mortgage on my house.
如果我明天死了的话，那我的孩子呢就会承受我一个30年房贷的这样一个房子。
They do not know that yet.
他们现在还不知道。
If my children knew of the debt they are going to inherit, they should try to keep me alive for the next 30 years.
如果他们现在知道的话，我想他们会想办法使我再多活30年。
If this is the most important message of all time, who will deliver this message?
如果我们这个信息是这样的重要，那么谁来传递这个信息呢？
This leads me to the next part of my talk, the messengers.
那么现在我来讲这个传递这个信息的使者。
Who are the messengers?
那谁是这些使者呢？
When we talk about the messengers of God, we usually think of angels.
当我们谈到这个神信息的使者的时候，我们常常会想到是天使。
It was angels that told Mary that she was to have a child.
这是天使告诉我们圣玛利亚说的，你将会有一个孩子。
It was the angel that told the shepherd,Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people.
这个也是这个天使告诉那些牧羊人，在路加福音里头说，第二章第十节的第十二节说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大好的信息，是关乎万民的。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因为今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And this shall be a sign unto you.
你们将看见有一个婴孩。
You shall find a baby wrapped in a swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
包着布躺在马槽里，那就是记号了。
That's Luke chapter 2.
这是路加福音第二章。
The sign of Jesus' first coming was a humble baby.
主耶稣的第一次再来的记号是一个非常谦卑的婴孩。
On the Lord's second coming, let me quote, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of heaven with power and glory.
那么主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候呢，在马太福音二十四章第三十节上是这样写到的。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
See, the second sign tells of the coming of the Lord on all his glory.
第二次降临的记号告诉我们神我们的主的在降临的时候是带着极大的荣耀。
But the angels are not what the Bible tells us the bearer of the good news.
但是在圣经里头没有告诉我们说这个天使呢是能够承载这样是承载这样的福音的一个使者。
The bearer of the most important news in the universe happened to be you and me.
然而在这个宇宙当中是你跟我被选为承载来持有这个最重要的一个信息的使者。
In fact, it is the responsibility of every Christian to tell of this message.
事实上，这是使我们每一个基督徒来传递这个、来告诉、来传扬这个好消息的一个责任。
In fact, God really does not. We were chosen as God's messengers.
我们被拣选为。神信息的使者。
God really does not need us to do His work.
神并不需要我们真正这样子来做。
He can do everything by Himself.
他能够做任何事情，他都可以自己做。
Yet somehow in His infinite wisdom, He chose us for this most important of all messages.
但是在他的奇妙的智慧当中，他却选择了我们这些人作为他的使者。
Jesus said to us.All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. Matthew 28:18-20.
在马太福音第二十八章第十八到二十节，主耶稣告诉我们说，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Jesus said, all authorities have been given to me in heaven and earth.
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
So you are not really going on with your own power and authority.
所以你们去，我们去的时候，并不是靠着我们自己的能力，跟着我们自己的权柄。
So every time you tell of the good news,
每次你去传这个福音的时候，
All the authorities of heaven and earth are with you, even to the end of the earth.
所有的权柄跟在天上的权柄，天上地下的所有的权柄都与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Have you seen the Verizon telephone commercial?
你们是不是见过 Verizon 那个电话公司的广告呢？
Every time someone uses a Verizon telephone, a group of supporting people is in the background.
在这个广告当中呢，是显明当你每一个使用 Verizon 电话的时候呢，他们在他们的背后这一个背景就是一大群人。
You have the support of the heavenly force behind you.
所以你也就你有一个那个支持的力量在你后面支持着你。
What is more important in 2 Corinthians 5:20 says,We are ambassadors for Christ, and through Christ pleading, as though God were pleading through us.
这个在哥林多前哥林多后书五章二十节告诉我们的是什么呢？他说，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。但是在英文里头呢，这个使者呢是作为 ambassador 大使来说的。
The Bible says we are ambassadors.
在圣经里头告诉说我们是大使。
I had a cousin who served as an ambassador.
我有一个表弟，他是一个大使。
He was the Singapore ambassador to Belgium.
他是新加坡驻比利时的大使。
He had the backing of the Singapore government.
他是由新加坡政府在后面支持他的。
He was given a chauffeur to drive him around town.
他做大使的时候呢，他有一个司机能够使他能够驾能够随着他满城跑。
A maid to clean his house and a Belgian cook.
一个女仆能够跟他做家务，另外还有一个厨师。在那里做那比利时的菜。
The Belgian cook could not cook Singapore food.
但是那个比利时的厨师呢，并不能做新加坡的菜。
Mrs. Ambassador had to do most of the cooking.
所以这个大使夫人呢，就需要做差不多大部分的那个烹饪。
He went around Europe with the full diplomatic credentials, power, and prestige of an ambassador.
他去欧洲，他去周游全欧洲的时候呢，是带着大使的权柄、能力和特权，作为一个大使的特权。
He was even presented to the Pope.
他甚至于被介绍给教皇。
I believe as ambassador for Christ, you are not entitled to a chauffeur or a maid.
我相信我们是作为神的大使者，我们并不会有一个司机或者是一个女仆。
You may have to do your own laundry and cooking too.
我们要需要自己来做煮饭，我们也需要自己来洗衣服。
But you have the full diplomatic credential, power, and prestige of an ambassador.
但是你们却有一个完完全全大使所有的权柄、能力跟的特权。
And most important, you have the full backing of the kingdom you represent.
最重要的是，我们有一个我们国度所给我们的，我们所代表国度所给我们的权柄。
At a Berlin Congress on Evangelism some years ago, John R. W. Scott said, "We are engaged in evangelism not necessarily because we want to.Or because we chose to, or because we like to, but because we have been told to."
在几年以前，在柏林的一次福音大会上，一个著名的学者叫 John R. W. Stott， 他说我们之所以能够参与这个福音，并不是因为我们必须要这样做。也并不是我们自己必须要这样来选择，也更不是说我们自己必须要这样来喜欢这样做，而是因为我们被告知我们必须要这样做。
If we have to, how do we do it?
如果我们一定要这样做的话，我们怎样来做呢？
This brings me to the third part of my message, the method.
那就是最后一部分我要讲的这个方法。
Do you have a message of sharing the message?
你有没有一个来传这个福音的一个方法呢？
How do you go about telling people of the good news?
你是怎么样来告诉人们这个福音是什么呢？
Are you shy and tongue-tied?
你是不是有点口舌结躁或者怕难为情呢？
Are you so careful that you do not want to say the wrong thing, thereby conveying the wrong message?
你是非常担心害怕，你会在这把这个大好的福音会讲错的，传错了呢？
Don't worry, you are in good company. We are all in the same boat.
不要担忧，我们有一个很好的伙伴，而且我们大家都是同样的境遇。
You're a better speaker than you think.
你是一个很好的一个演讲者。比你自己想象的要更好。
Dale Carnegie, the man who ran public speaking school, said, "All of us are eloquent when we have something to say."
一个人叫 Dale 加乃基 Carnegie， 他是开一个 公共演讲的学校的人，他是这样说的，他说所有的我们每一个人，我们都是能说会道的，但我们需要一定要说一些事情的时候。
To give an example, he said that if you have a new car,
我们来举个例说，如果你有一辆新车，
and there is someone who drives carelessly and scrape a coating of paint off your car.
但是如果有一个某个人，他用你的车的时候，他不小心将你的车的漆刮了一点点，
you will have no difficulty expressing your opinion.
那你我相信你一定没有什么困难来表示你的意见。
In fact, some of the opinions you express cannot be printed.
甚至有些你所表示的意见，我们现在甚至没办法把它写下来。
Therefore, telling others of the message or the good news is not as difficult as you think.
因此，我们知道来告诉人们我们这个主的那个福音的好消息，并不是太困难的。
I have tried to share the message with many of my friends over the years.
我在过去几年当中，我曾经要跟我的朋友来分享这个福音。
Most of them responded to me in the following ways.
很多人跟我们对我的反应，他是这样讲的。
Religion is a personal thing. You believe what you like, and I believe what I like.
说第一种呢是说，宗教这个信仰的事情呢是个人的事情，你信你的，我信我的。
If God is good, why are there suffering in this world?
如果神，第二种说法就是说，神如果是好的，那为什么有那么多苦难在这个世界上呢？
As I have said before, all religion leads to God.
另外一种呢就是说，所有的宗教都能够把我们引向神。
In fact, I was shocked to hear this statement from a pastor of a church.
但是这个种说法使我非常震惊的是，我从一个教会的牧师当中也听到这样说法。
Some would say, "How do you know the Bible is true?"
另外一些人说，你怎么知道这个圣经是对的，是真理呢？
There are many more statements like these.
另外有很多这些是有很多人的这说法都是如此。
How do you answer every one of them?
你如何能够来回答每一个问题呢？
I have tried at one time and ran out of answers.
我曾经试图来回答这些问题，但是我没办法。
We are all not trained as theologians.
我们都不是受过训练的神学家。
Oh, we are not as smart as Reverend David Shee.
我们也不会像司牧师那样有那么多的这样了得。
We do not have all the answers.
所以我们不可能有这些所有的答案。
Yet it turns out that for telling the message, you do not have to answer all their questions.
事实上，我们要传这个福音的时候，我们并不需要来回答这些所有的问题。
You need only to address some of their questions if it is relevant to the message.
你只要回答，你只要提出一其中的一部分，只要这一部分是跟你的所传的信息是有关的。
Some years ago, I ended up debating the question with a person. I would like to share the message.
几年以前，我终于不放弃了，我终止了我对因为我的朋友的这种辩论。那么这个，我现在想把这一段经历跟大家分享一下。
We ended up with a tie, or even if I had won the debate, I did not win his soul.
因为我觉得如果我尽管在辩论当中我能够得胜的话，但是我并不能够得到他的灵魂。
You remember I told you a minute ago, Jesus said, all authorities have been given to me in heaven and earth.
几分钟以前我曾经告诉大家说，因为主耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都归给我，都赐给我了。
That is the power I would like you to use.
这个就是我希望大家能够使用的一个能力。
Mrs. Hanation, who is now in her mid-90s.
有一个老太太叫Hanation, 她是差不多也90多岁了。
She had been a patient of mine for many years and a great ambassador for Christ.
她是我的一个多年的一个病人，那么她也是一个主耶稣基督福音的一个使者。
She came from Armenia and speaks very little English.
她是阿美尼亚人，她只会讲一点点英文。
Yet she had no difficulty presenting the message.
但是她来传福音，她并不觉得有一点点困难。
Even once without debating her subject.
Even 就也甚至于她的。他也跟他来辩论他所传的东西所传的内容也没有什么困难。
She opens the Bible and asks the subject to read the passage she had prepared.
他是这样做的，他打开圣经，他把指出一段经文，这段经文呢就是他所要传讲的信息。
Then she asks the subject if they understood what is written.
然后他问他呀，他那个对象说你懂不懂你所读的东西？
She would explain each passage if they do not.
那么他呢就接着就解释在这个圣经当中的每一段经文，如果他们不懂的话。
Now that is using the force behind.
这就是你在使用在背后支持你那股力量。
I usually start by asking my subject where they think they would go to heaven or I'm sorry, where they think they would go when they die.
我常常问我的那些那些对象，我说你想你死了以后你到哪里去啊？
Most of them would say they would go to heaven.
不大部分人都讲他们会上天堂。
Some are not sure.
但有一部分人说并不太肯定。
The ones who say they would ascend for heaven, I would ask them how they could be sure.
然后我就问他们，你们为什么那么肯定你们会一定会上天堂呢？
Invariably they will tell me that they have not committed any great sin.
大部分的时候他们都会告诉我说因为他们没有犯任何的罪。
In their head they have a point system.
在他们头脑当中他们已经有固定的开眼。
They have accumulated positive points.
他们在一直在对这些正面的东西不断的在增长。
Then I would share them the passage that all have sinned and fallen short of God, the glory of God.
因此呢，我就跟他们来分享这一段经文，那就是罗马书第三章第二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And there is no one that is righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands or even seeks God. Romans 3:23.
另外呢，在罗马书第三章第十节到四十一节说，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，也没有寻求神的。
Sorry, that was Romans 3:11.
对，那是罗马书三章第十一节。
Someone when they tell me that all road leads to heaven, I will show them the passage, "Enter the narrow gate."
如果有人告诉我说，所有的道路都能够引导我们进天堂的话，那我就会告诉他们这样一个信息。
For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
这是在马太福音书第七章第十三节说，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡了，那门是宽的。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life and there are few who find it.
引导永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
I tell them that the Bible says there are only two roads, a broad road that leads to destruction and a narrow road that leads to salvation.
我告诉他们说只有两条路，那也就是说那条宽路是引导他们进入灭亡，但是只有那条窄路能够引导他们到永生。
I will also tell them the passage on Luke 13:24. Keep on struggling to enter through the narrow door, because I tell you that many people will try to enter but will not be able to do so.
我也愿意继续告诉他们这个信息，那就是在路加福音书第十三章第二节说，你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
Once you have done a few times, you will develop your own system, and when you are comfortable with it.
当你一旦建立了这样的一个信念的话，那你就会觉得感到比较舒服了。
In fact, I find the four spiritual laws put out by Campus Crusade a very good tool to use.
我发现这里有一个属灵的四原则，这对我们呢是一个很好的很好的一个这个工具。
Sorry, let us.
Yes.
Do you happy?
Yeah.
Do you happy?
Good.
It explains the steps of man's sinful nature and the need of a Savior who is Christ Jesus.
He 解释了这我们进入我们的
我们人的原罪跟着他需要一个救主的就我们需要一个耶稣基督做救主的四个步骤。
I have made some prints of the four spiritual law in Chinese and in English.
我将这个四个属灵的四定律，我印了一些中文跟英文的一个单张。
I also have a copy of Steps with Peace, Step to Peace with God, printed by Worldwide Publication and Ministry of Billy Graham Crusade.
我也有一份就是由世界普世出版社所印的，这是Billy Graham 那个传道集团的他所写的，叫去到神那里去，到和平之神那里去的一个步骤。
Let me tell you that there are many Christians who are opposed to using the false spiritual law.
让我告诉你们。有些基督徒他们是反对利用这个属灵四定律的。
Among them is Dr. Charles Woodbridge.
在他们当中就有一个有名的学者叫 Charles Woodbridge 博士。
The main point the critics make is that we are diluting the gospel.
这个他不同意的主要的一点呢是说我们用这个属灵四定律呢是牺牲了简单化了这个福音。
We are oversimplifying things.
我们太过于简单了。
You don't have to worry about the critics.
我们不需要去为这些批评来担忧。
They all miss the point.
他们都没有指出一个重点，主要点来。
You see, Apostle Paul said, because we are not wrestling with blood and flesh, but with the principalities and with authorities.And with the world rulers of darkness of this age, and with spiritual things of evil in heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12.
St. Paul in Ephesians 6:12, 他告诉我们说。因为我们并不是与属灵属血气的征战。乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖在幽暗世界的以及天空属灵的恶魔征战。
This is where the battle is fought.
这就是我们所征战的。
It is not fought on the surface between you and your subject.
并不是在我跟我们的我所传讲的对象当中，我们在表就在形式上的征战。
It is fought in the spiritual world where the forces of evil are not willing to give up the souls they own.
那是在灵界里头，我们跟那个魔鬼征战，因为他并不愿意放弃他所得到的。
We are opening the door of the subject's heart for the Holy Spirit to enter and to take control of their lives.
我们这样做是为了要打开我们的我们所传讲对象人的心门，好叫他能够接受这个来接受福音，来能够掌握自己的命运。
So all you have to do is to present the gospel, and God will do the rest.
所以你所要做的，那就是说你把这个福音向他介绍。另外呢，其余的事情神自己会做。
Even if you mix up the laws, it will still work.
你即使把这个福音四定律搞混了，也没有关系，因为这个仍然会起作用的。
The force behind you is so powerful that even the weakest attempt will still work.
这个力量之所以巨大，是因为因为你参与进去了。
Jesus says, I tell you, there will be the same in heaven, that there will be great joy when one sinner is turned away from sin. Yes, there will be more joy than 99 godly people who do not need to turn away from their sin. Luke 15:7.
在路加福音第十五章里头讲，主耶稣说，我告诉你们，因为在天堂里头你们会有巨大的喜乐。只有这个罪人转向，从他的最终转回的时候，那么这个更大的喜乐在会有展现，而且神的仆人，他们都要需要你们这样做来转向，来转回他们你们的罪。
In 1965, there was an army coup in Indonesia.
在1965年，在印度尼西亚发生了一次军事政变。
Okay. The President Sukarno was then the president of the country, who was a Soviet sympathizer.
当时苏加诺总统，他那个时候呢是有一个总统在位，这个总统呢是一个苏联的一个追随者。
With the CIA, we arranged for General Sukarno to be overthrown.
在中央情报局的支持下，这苏加诺呢就推翻了这个现任政府。
Within weeks and months that followed, there was a purge of the members of the Party Communist Indonesia or the PKI.
但是接下来几周呢，几个月呢，这里有一次是印度尼西亚共产党的一次清洗运动。
In the purge, the Indonesian turned its killing on the Chinese population.
但是这个由于这个清洗运动呢，引发了在印度尼西亚对华人的一次屠杀。
It turned out also that they killed a number of Christians.
最后呢，就变成了对基督徒的屠杀。
An estimate of 1 million people was killed.
在当时呢，大概估计有100万的人被屠杀了。
Muslim extremists raided homes and churches and tore up Bibles and scattered them on the streets.
这些回教的激进派，他们呢就袭击了住宅，袭击了教会。另外，他们把所有的圣经都撕毁，把他们丢在街上。
Passersby picked up the pages and were saved by the content.
过路人呢就把那些残页都捡起来，然后把他们保存起来。
See, the four spiritual law have led thousands, tens of thousands to Christ, and has already proven its worth.
这个属灵四定律呢，已经引导了成千成万的人来归向基督。而且呢，这个已经被证实了的。
Since this is a spiritual war, we have to equip with spiritual weapon to fight this war.
因为这个是一场属灵的征战，所以我们一定要用属灵的装备来武装自己。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wills of evil. Ephesians 6:11.
在以弗所书第六章第十一节里头告诉我们说，你们要全副武装，用神的要全副用神的，这样呢，你们就有可能能够站立得住，来跟魔鬼征战。
Read that passage and equip yourself.
所以我们要知道这段经文来武装我们自己。
Sorry, another weapon is prayer.
另外一个武器呢，就是祷告。
Every prayer is like a barrage of bombardment on the enemy's position.
每一次祷告呢，都是一个对我们的敌人都是一个巨大的震撼。
When the time comes for the spirit to enter, there will be no enemy to obstruct its path.
当我们的灵已经到达的时候呢，没有一样东西能够阻挡我们。
I have been praying for my in-laws to come to the saving grace of Christ for at least 20 years.
我为我的亲戚祷祷为他能够来到这个救恩面前祷告已经差不多有二十年，最少有二十年了。
My father-in-law passed away as an atheist.
我岳父，可惜我的岳父走的时候呢，还是异教徒。
Some years ago, on my trip back to Malaysia after the passing away of my father-in-law, I had a chance to speak to my mother-in-law.
当几年以前，当我岳父过世几年以后，我回到印度尼西亚的时候，我有个机会跟我的岳母有一次谈话。
I gave her the four spiritual laws and a Bible.
我给了她这个属灵的四定律和一本圣经。
I was not sure if she was receptive.
我并不肯定她是不是能够接受。
One of her son, who was also a Christian, was telling her about the gospel.
那么她的一个儿子，她其中的一个儿子呢，也是个基督徒。他就愿意跟他的母亲来传讲福音。
He told me later on that there was fierce opposition from members of the family.
过不久，他告诉我们一个消息，他说是，他说告诉我们家庭有一个，我们的家庭成员当中有一个很可怕的消息。
Some 5 years ago, my son and I paid a visit back to Malaysia.
所以在差不多五年以前，我和我的儿子回马来西亚去探亲。
While I was there, news had reached me that my mother-in-law had a stomach bleed and was in the hospital.
当我到那时候呢，我被告知说我的岳母呢叫胃出血，而且在医院里头。
When we reached there, we were surrounded by her children and other relatives.
当我们到了医院的时候呢，他旁边的周围都是他的亲戚跟着他的孩子。
There was also a Christian minister present.
另外呢，还有一个基督教的传教士在那里。
And there in front of everyone, she made a declaration of faith.
他当着众人的面，他决志了。
What do you think are the chances that I would be in Malaysia for that?
你想想看，如果我在如果我有机会在马来西亚的话，我会怎么做呢？
What do you think are the chances that even her relatives, the one who opposes her faith, were there?
另外，他那些亲友们，当时还是反对他的信仰的时候，他们现在会怎么样做呢
？See, God was rewarding for my patience.
神是这样来奖赏我的。
You see, our job is to fire the first shot.
我们的任务就是我们要开这个第一枪。
God will start the war.
然后呢，我们的主会继续战争的。
All we need to do is to present the gospel, and God's Spirit will do the rest.
我们所需要做的只是我们把那个福音能够介绍出去，然后呢，圣灵会接着做其他的事情。
You see, our job is to open the subject's heart so that the Holy Spirit can enter and change the subject into a child of God.
我们的任务呢，就是要把我们的对象的心门打开，然后呢，这个圣灵呢就会进来，来改变我们对象呢，成为一个主的孩子。
Remember, Jesus said, "We were to make disciples of all nations."
记住，我们主耶稣曾告诉我们说，使万民都得救。
Therefore, those who are saved, we were to protect them and help them to grow.
因此，那些已经得救的，我们就要保护他们，保守他们，另外还要使他们能够增长。
You see, Jesus is looking for willing workers and not able workers.
主耶稣是在那里寻找愿意做的工人，而不是那些有能力做的工人。
He said the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few.
在路加福音第十章第二节说，庄稼已经熟了，但是做工的人缺少。
Yet God does not force us to spread the message; He urges us.
事实上，我们的神并没有在这强迫我们去做，他只是在那催逼我们去。
Are you willing?
你是不是愿意呢？
Before I conclude, let me bring you back. some 2,000 years.
在我接触以前，我想把大家带回两千年以前的情形。
I want to bring you to an upper room where Jesus and his disciples were gathering.
我想带你们到到一个楼上，那就是2000年以前，主耶稣的门徒在那里聚集的。
Jesus then met for the last time and had a supper with his disciples.
这就是主耶稣最后跟他们有一次晚餐。
It turned out to be Passover.
这就是逾越节。
Before the dinner, Jesus took his outer garment off, and he took a basin of water and a washcloth to wash the disciples' feet.
在晚饭以前，主耶稣把他的外衣脱掉。然后他取了一个盆子，一盆水，完了用一条毛巾把它来束腰，来到这他的门徒面前，为门徒们洗脚。
Let us say you are hiding behind the wall, what behind the door, watching the event.
让我们说我们那当时呢就是躲在这个墙后面来看见这一场这个场景。
When Jesus saw you, do you think he would wash your feet?
当主耶稣看见你的时候，你想主耶稣是来跟你洗脚吗？
Or would he tell you to go away?
或者说，你走开，你不要看。
No, I think Jesus would wash your feet also.
我想主耶稣一定会跑来跟我们洗脚。
Now at that moment, if I were to open the walls behind the inn and let you see heaven,
如果在这个时候，让我们来想一想看，如果这个这条小楼的墙门被打开了，我们能够直接看到这个天堂的话。
There you will see all the angels and archangels and all the heavenly creatures in front of you.
那我们就会看见所有的天使长跟着那长老们都在天上面对着你。
They are all facing you.
他们对你看着。
And Jesus is kneeling down to wash your feet.
而这个时候呢，主耶稣呢却跪在地下来洗你的脚。
And when he kneels down, you will see all of them kneeling down.
在这个时候，你就会看见所有天使、天上的天使、天使长，他们都会跪下。
Are they kneeling for you?
他们这跪那里跪的是为什么呢？是为了你吗
？No, they are not kneeling for you.
他们并不是那里为了你下跪。
They are kneeling because the King of Kings is kneeling down.
他们跪在那里是因为那个万王之王在那里跪下了。
And he's washing your feet.
而且他在那里洗你的脚。
And what's more, on the following day, he went to the cross and died for you.
但是在第二天，他却为我们死在十字架上。
I do not know about you.
我并不知道你。
Sometimes when I'm having a bad day,
有时候我会有一个不愉快的日子。
There is nothing that what Jesus has done for me that I could ever compensate.
但是这里并没有任何一件东西，如果主耶稣基督能够与我同在的话。
Therefore, sharing the good news, it's not a privilege, it is an honor.
因此，跟人家分享这个大好的信息，并不是一个特权。而是一种荣誉。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们的信息。
We know that the message is a very simple message of salvation.
我们知道这个是个很简单的救恩的信息。
For those who believe it, you gave them the power to become children of God.
那些已经信你的，求你给他们成为儿子的孩子的能力。
Yet this message cost you your life.
因为这个信息是用你用你的性命代价所换来的。
And your life and your life on the cross that is shed for our.
那么你的身体被挂在十字架上，你的血为我们所流。
Therefore, let us not take this message lightly.
让我们不要把轻看了这样的信息。
And hope that you give us the strength to share it with those who have not heard of it.
巴不得你能够使我们有力量来分享。对那些还没有得到这个信息的人。
And we pray that as we spread your message, the power will come with us.
我们在这里传讲你这样信息的时候，我们知道 我们也确信这个能力从你那里一定会下来。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, I would just like to say that those who have difficulty understanding what I say could please talk to me when we finish.
如果有人对我所传讲的有些什么不解的不清楚的话，那么希望能够在崇拜以后能够来单独找我谈。
Thank you.
谢谢。